Okay. I have to get it right this time. My exam's this weekend, and if I fail again, I'll have to wait 6 months before I can take it again. Now, Iris, focus. All right. Alma, Rista, Becca, Toraga, Irada, Viconda, Not again. This happens every time. Why do I have to be the only fairy that's allergic to fairy dust? I'm like a bird that can't fly, a fish that can't swim, or a human that can't, do human things. Ah! A human! Please don't hurt me. I'm not one of those prankster fairies that goes around messing with people. I don't even have a magic license yet. All I can do is sneeze. No, I don't have a cold. My fairy dust is what's setting me off. Every time I cast magic, or even if I spend too much time flying, I end up sneezing my head off. Everyone at my old school called me Sneezy. I had to take remedial courses just to pass my classes, and I can't even get a magic license, all because of my stupid allergies. I'll bet you don't know what that's like at all. You do? Do you have allergies too? Huh, how about that? At least I'm not suffering alone. So, how do humans deal with this sort of thing? Medication? So, you just pop a couple of pills and you stop sneezing? Just like that? Wow. We fairies don't have anything like that, since most of us just magic our problems away. Humans are so innovative. What do you mean over-reliant on magic? I'd like to see you try cooking a meal when you're only 6 inches tall. But seriously, do you think you could give me some of that medication? I can get you all sorts of blessings in return, once I pass my exam. Wait, what? Really? Free of charge? I can't let you do that. Okay, we'll talk about compensation later. But thank you so much. You want me to ride on your shoulder? Okay. Just keep in mind that sudden motions make me nauseous. All right, I'm ready. And here we go. Wow! I didn't realize how tall you were. I don't normally fly this high because I might smack into a branch. So this is what it's like to be human-sized. I feel like a giant. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Do you ever like to pretend you're wreaking havoc on little people while you're taking a walk? I would if I was taller. But sadly, size-shifting magic can't be studied without a magic license. You don't know what a magic license is? Oh, right, sorry. Well, a magic license basically means that a fairy has enough knowledge and skill with magic to learn advanced level spells and wards. So, for example, spells like shapeshifting, body swapping, and even stopping time. Oh, the pranks I would pull if I could stop time. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Look me in the eyes and tell me you wouldn't do the exact same thing. Well, anyway, a magic license is the first step to a new threshold of learning magic. That's why I'm trying to get one. I've been trying for the past 6 months, you see. But thanks to my stupid dust allergy, I keep failing every time. My sneezes disrupt my magic and make it go haywire. Which is pretty much the exact opposite of what the officials are looking for. But I won't give up. I can't give up. I'll just keep trying until I pass. And with the medication that you're going to give me, I might just have a chance. Oh, look at that. We're here. That was fast. So this is what a human house looks like from the inside. Well, it's certainly cozy. It could use a few charms, though. One over your door to keep the bad luck away. One could go over your bed to give you good dreams. And one could go in your kitchen to keep your food fresh. I could teach you how to make some after I pass my exam. Yes, even non-magical beings can make them if they know the right process. Whoa! You take all of those for one elegy. Oh, just one or two at a time. That makes more sense. Let's see. I'm a lot smaller than you are, so I don't think I should have the whole pill. Maybe you could grind it into some water, and I'll just drink it instead. There we go. It's ready. Before I see if it works, I just want to say thank you for doing your best to help me. I've never known anyone, human or fairy, to be so nice to someone they've just met. Whew, well, bottoms up. Is it supposed to taste like that? Oh, I guess human medicine is just as bad as fairy medicine. Someone should really try to make this stuff with some flavor. But let's see if it worked. Shall we test it out now? What kind of spell should I cast? The one I was casting when you met me. That was a good fortune spell. If I could augment myself with it and delay it to activate until just before the exam, then maybe I'd be able to pass my exam with flying colours. Right, I'll cast it again. Here goes. Alma, Rista, Becca, Toraga, Irada, Feconta, Rika, Contasuna, Cerilda, Veraka, Fortuna, and Hutisma! Hey! Are you alright? Sorry. I probably should have backed up first and then cast the spell. But it worked! I didn't sneeze. How do you feel? Well, judging by the smile on your face and that big green aura around your body, I'd say that you feel refreshed and invigorated with magic coursing through your veins. Not a bad job at all, if I do say so myself. Why are you cocking your head? Don't look so surprised. I cast the spell on you instead of me. Just consider it a thank you for the pill and everything else. I mean, thanks to you, I have all the good fortune I could ever need. At my size, a 5-hour pill for you will last about 5 days for me. That's more than enough to take the exam and finish a few charms afterwards. You have no idea how much you've helped me today, and I don't even know your name. What should I call you other than my lifesaver? Oh? Oh, that's a really nice name. Is it all right if I come back for another pill once this one wears off? It is! Wonderful! Thank you! Well, I'd better get going. I want to get as much work done as possible before those sneezes come back. I hope you enjoy the good fortune spell. And thanks again for all your help.
Bye, human! I'll see you soon!